KXW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Justin Finch. More people managing to escape war-torn Gaza at the Rafah crossing. Some foreigners and those with dual nationality were allowed to leave. Among them, Sarah Algol.
It's been really hard for me and my brother and other people, millions of people. We came from the north. We walked more than 5 kilometers on feet.
There is fighting going on outside Gaza's largest hospital. Israel says there are Hamas terrorists hiding in tunnels underneath. Doctors say conditions above ground are deteriorating rapidly. And President Biden says the Israel-Hamas conflict cannot go back to the status quo following the war. Former British Prime Minister David Cameron is back. He's now the foreign secretary following the firing of Home Secretary Suella Braverman, who accused police of being too lenient with pro-Palestinian protesters. This is ABC News. South Carolina Senator Tim Scott announcing he's suspending his campaign, saying the timing is not right. Amtrak has temporarily suspended service between New York City and Albany, citing structural concerns from a parking garage that sits above the tracks in Manhattan. ABC's Lucy Yang has more.
For neighbors here, this is especially alarming, given the high-rise apartment building on top of the garage.
And that makes me really concerned about what is holding up this entire, 30-story building. There's just a web of things going on under our feet that we don't know about.
Not clear at this hour how long it will take to repair the structural problems in this garage. Also not clear when owners can remove their vehicles.
There's new research on a simple way to bring down your blood pressure. A study from Northwestern University found reducing salt intake by just 1 teaspoon per day can lower blood pressure just as much as medication. Justin Finch, ABC News.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Brittany, how many barometers do you own? It's a meteorologist thing.
Tell us the truth.
I've got 4 in my house right now.
That's not terrible.
I scaled down.
How many did you used to have?
I give them as gifts now.
Are you re-gifting me a barometer, Brittany?
We're down to 4. That sounds manageable.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehoe. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers sounds like he'll sign a bill to let local election clerks start counting absentee ballots the day before Election Day. That's one of several bills on voting the Assembly sent to his desk yesterday. Another bill would enact new rules for indefinitely confined voters. The Assembly also passed a number of proposed constitutional amendments. One would ban local governments from using private money to run elections. Alliant Energy customers can expect their bills to go up about $10 a month on average next year. Wisconsin regulators approved a 2-year rate hike yesterday, which includes an average $8 a month rate hike in the second year. The main reason for the rate hikes is that Alliant Energy is making a huge investment in solar power and battery storage in Wisconsin. Alliant Energy aims to be carbon neutral by 2050. I'm Nate Wiggehoe, Civic Media News.
Another heartbreak for the Packers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers lose to the Steelers 23-19. Jordan Love with a pass intended for Christian Watson intercepted at the goal line. For the 4th time this season, the Packers lose a game in the final quarter, this time on the last play of the game. Matt LaFleur.
I thought our guys competed and battled hard, and you got to give Pittsburgh a ton of credit. We were right there at the end of the game and had an opportunity to go win the game, and twice And like many times that we've seen on tape, their defense makes a play.
Up next, the Packers host the Chargers. The Wisconsin Badgers coming off another upset loss, 24-10 to Northwestern. The Badgers now 5-5 with two games left against Nebraska and Minnesota. NBA, the Milwaukee Bucks host the Chicago Bulls tonight. The Bucks losing in Orlando 112-97 to the Magic. Coach Adrian Griffin on what his guys need to do better.
Protecting the paint and rebounding, we just have to be a little bit stronger on both ends of the basket.
That's the Bucks head coach Adrian Griffin. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast. Bright sunshine expected today with daytime highs approaching 55. Winds out of the west, 10 to 15 miles an hour. Lows dip down to about 30 tonight, mainly clear skies and quiet. Overcast tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 57. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 41.
Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us. Broadcasting from the City Deck Studios on North Washington Street, the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay, and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest-serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Thank you very much. Welcome back to hour number two of Mino and the Mayor. Beautiful morning out there, 42 degrees in Green Bay, Appleton, and Oshkosh. This segment brought to you by Midwest Restoration, family owned since 2008, commercial and residential restoration. They will be there in an hour or less, 24/7, 365. You give them a call, you got water damage in your basement, if you have a fire, if you got mold problems, they will come over there and they will take over, folks. They are not just a company. They're a company with a heart. I mean, they are personal about getting things ready for you to move back into your home. I mean, we talked with Ryan that one day. He said they had the fire and there was smoke damage, and they literally took the teddy bears and got them dry cleaned for the kids. I mean, those are the kind of things they will do for you. They're amazing. Midwest Restoration, once again, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365. All you have to remember is this, 920-MIDWEST, 920-MIDWEST. They will be there on a personal level to take care of you when you're in a very tough situation. Hope you never have to give them a call, but if you do, they will take care of it for you.
They're awesome. Water breaks, backups, water heaters, yep. Just, you know, and they have some preventive things, too, that they share with you. But, look, just put that in your phone or your...
920-MIDWEST.
As we would say, in your Rolodex. Exactly. But people don't know what that is anymore.
I bet this guy next to me has a Rolodex.
I tell you what, he
does. I bet
he
still has a Rolodex.
I think I'm going to be stepping aside, ladies and gentlemen.
Me too.
Because,
Todd will take over.
So we've been on the air since...
Todd, could you handle you and this guy?
What, since...
No, I could not handle this guy.
Since Mayor June, we've been trying to get this guy on. Finally, he graces us with his presence. I know.
He's so big time. He's like, I'm mine on the mayor. I don't know anything about that.
And who you guys, who, what?
And who called who? Who called who? Who called who, Todd?
Ladies and gentlemen, the one, the only, Frank Herman.
Hey, can I get Rush? Can I get Rush to play like that Limelight song?
You like that?
I got to tell you, that opening for you guys,
Todd
is,
came up with that, of course,
is strong.
Yeah, that's Todd.
It's very, very strong. Yeah. I was like ready to go.
Frank Herman's Let's Who? Be Frank production. Who?
This is great. Who? Frank.
Yeah. The brother of Seth.
That's right.
He's my favorite member of your family. Is that okay?
Is it Seth? You're talking Heath, right?
I mean, Heath. That's Heath. Okay.
I got brothers. I got cousins. Yeah. But my brother's name is okay. Heath. Seth, I call him on the side.
Is he still a drummer?
Show prep.
He's still a drummer.
Okay.
Yes, he still can drum, but he works at Georgia Pacific right now.
Yeah.
And he got that third shift thing going on. So I don't see him a lot.
Because I've always wanted to be a drummer.
You have. And a singer.
Yeah.
You and I have done duets. Jim, you're going to talk eventually. You know, it's like...
That's right.
I might be tomorrow.
You're the fishing pole. Jim, you're the fishing pole. You got to throw that bobber out there and reel John
up,
in.
I've given up.
That's what you got to do.
I watch the clock. Go ahead, you guys.
But we how many times have I offered to sing with your production?
Every time.
Every time.
And how every many times time have you I accepted? See you, John.
I know.
How many times have you accepted?
And Frank...
None of those times.
And that's why Frank has been sustainable for the last 20-some years. Frank, how long have you been performing at... I know you've been performing in Green Bay, our community, a long time, but the Meyer.
I'm just like a Pella window. I'm saving money for everybody. Nice. For 25...
I will say
look
this.
At my hat. Look at my hat. Check this out. Backwards. 25 years. Wow. We've been doing this thing. I got to put my headphone back on. By the way, I dye my hair to look my age. I just wanted you guys to know.
Okay. But you do look good. I got to say, the gray hair, I like
it. Work?
But you've Tan lost skin? A lot of weight. You look good. Yeah.
Thanks, baby.
You do. You really, you look you the do. Same well, as you. I had a little joke out in the break room there with you, but you and I go back to, across the airport.
Oh, Purcell's in the Radisson. Absolutely. What up,
You'd come into their old radio back station days, and do those spots.
I don't, people still talk about that.
I bet they do.
They do.
How many productions have you done?
We have written 149 shows in
How
the last
many of those shows
years.
Did you personally sit down and write?
149
That's
shows.
That's incredible.
I know.
Thank you. And didn't you say Love in it. Your mind you still have like 10 future ones?
I have shows through 2026 right now. In fact, some coming up are Bay Beach Boys. You like
nice.
That title?
I like it. Like,
how about this? I found my thrill on Scray's Hill. Huh?
Love it.
Is
Love
that
it.
A good one? The Frank Stones. Huh?
Oh my gosh.
I got more.
Give me more.
Frank, that's awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, you've got...
Can we get one put together for Mine on the Mayor, like a Mine on the Mayor show?
I've already been thinking about
we
this.
We may be it's off too, here.
Yeah! Well, Todd! Thank you.
Here's the deal. John is three quarters of the script, okay?
Right.
Yes.
And the mayor is just... He's like the superhero. You know,
he comes out at halftime and sings a barbershop song. Yeah,
yes.
I like this.
And you and I get a solo. Chances are that I wear a silly grin.
Okay, that's
okay. Sorry.
Opening night.
Robert Goulet. No, not Robert Goulet.
One of them.
Well, some of them.
Yeah.
Okay. But Frank, usually your shows they last a little longer. That could be an opening night, closing night thing. But hey, I'm up for you. Hey,
We'd be big in Manitowoc.
Be good. But really, I just, as someone who worked in the city for years, just thanks for what you've done for the downtown, for the Meyer Theater. I mean, really, you are a staple down here, right? I mean,
Jim, you were there in the beginning, man.
Yeah.
And I remember you and I talking when we came down there, you know, that you were very happy that we were there. And you open arms, city of Green Bay. Yeah. I mean, coming from, we were in the Ashwaubenon, I had my own theater. 2006, Kramer Rock said, hey, Frank, you want to be the main tenant at the Meyer Theater? I got the key to the city 18 years ago, and it's been nonstop.
Yeah.
It hasn't been a roller coaster. It's been, we keep going up.
Yeah,
COVID killed us a little bit, but we came back strong, man. Came back strong. People are still coming.
How do you come up? We're Frank Hermans from Let's Be Frank Productions.
Who?
Yeah. How do you come up with these, though, Frank? I mean, in your mind, I mean, well, what? Where
my,
does it...
My wife thinks I'm strange.
Okay.
So I'm going to go with that, which means strange means cool, right?
Yeah.
Honey, you like weird things. That's cool. Okay. I'm cool with that. I'm always thinking I have 11 aunts and uncles on both sides. They all are in different businesses, and I love history. I'm a history bluff, man. I travel. I like to see what's going on, but I like to talk about northeastern Wisconsin. A lot of cool things have happened here, man. And both of my great uncles were sheriffs. One was a sheriff of Brown County. One was a sheriff of Kewaunee. So I get some of these cool old stories from my relation. I'm 59 years old, man, and I got to tell you what, I've lived a life, and I've done a lot of cool things in this town, but I tell you, the coolest thing is getting on that stage at the Meyer Theater. I still pinch myself every time I walk out there. I get a thrill.
You know? So
it's crazy.
Okay, I got to be honest with you, though. Yep. You might be losing a little of your celebrity status because of your sons.
Oh, my boys are skilled.
Oh, my goodness. Yep. People walk away from those shows and they talk about your sons.
They're going to make me some money.
Yes. The talent they have.
Yeah, I don't have to pay them yet.
Oh.
But, Frank, you have had some people in your show that have gone on to make a few bucks. Yeah. Like Jack Janowitz.
Jack's out in L.A. He is the Aladdin at Disney Land or World. I'm sorry. What is it called
World.
Out there? Disney World.
World's there.
We got to see him out there a couple times. You know, I got some folks that are still doing this professionally out there. You know, we're professional. We're here in Green Bay. We're not SAG and all that stuff. And, you know, I didn't have to take any breaks with anything. But, you know, folks have gone on. Now, a lot of folks that are in my troupe right now, they went out, but they came back because they got families. And they stay here in Green Bay to perform, and they get paid. I have 17 employees that make their living doing Let Me Be Frank.
Isn't it pretty cool, though? Like, it's almost like a farm team in baseball as far as what, like, St. Norbert, the talented people,
yep,
the Dudley
Birders. That's my farm, baby.
That's what I mean. Isn't that
Ken
cool?
Ken Paulson, he's the one who turns me on. Our last person we brought on, Sarah Galati, we brought her on 5 years ago. That's how longevity. My wife's been in the troop 25 years, just like myself. But Sarah's been the last person that we brought on, and she was a product of St. Norbert. Other folks from UWGB also are on. But once you get into Let Me Be Frank, you don't want to leave.
No.
You know, so we bring back folks that have families or take off, like Kelly Gusloff, David Gusloff. They come back to a show. Casey Corrado comes back, does a show.
Yeah.
So we got this family that we can bring in whenever we need it.
Those are super talented people. Yeah. We've watched them grow up. Yep. And Johnny and I were talking. We're huge fans of the glam band.
Yeah.
And what they are.
I know those guys well. I grew up with them, man.
Those guys are awesome.
Really?
They were kids when I was like in a band.
Aren't
you remember
the
Third and Short? Remember Third and Short?
Absolutely. Okay, remember
Larry,
Third and
Larry
Short.
McCarron's
You played Larry McCarron's
25
show.
Years we played that show. And those guys used to watch us. Not they didn't say they wanted to be me, but I knew they were thinking it.
Dennis was wearing a Let's Be Frank t-shirt last time he was here.
He was. Yeah.
He said his goal is to be in your.
I love it. He's a good man. Dennis is a good man.
The best.
David Lee Roth.
Did you see all the, I'll show you a bunch of blankets back here, quilts. His mom handmade all those for veterans to give to my elderly veteran friends.
I tell you what, that's
They're
a good
Some
good
of
man.
The best people you'll ever meet, aren't they?
They are. And Frank, what we're talking about, and I want to get to this with your, but people, kids, high school. I mean, I think everybody kind of likes the stage. Mm-hmm. Maybe not. But the glam band has had some youth come up on stage. Johnny's nephew drummed with them. Mm-hmm. They bring in, and you've been good about that. And I think that's, I want some words of wisdom for kids who would like, that's a tough industry you're in. Johnny, you know that because you're, but Frank, theater.
Being able to speak in front of people is very important. Once you learn, when you're in first and second grade, doing that first oral report, and you're so scared, man, to go up there. I wasn't that guy. I was the guy who was cheering everybody on. Come on, it was really easy, man. Say a couple jokes. Maybe, you know, do some passive gas, make people laugh a little bit, and it'll be fine. So I think that's important for young people to be able to speak. Because if you can speak in front of a crowd, it helps you be a leader, better leader. If you're going to be that positive role model, it is important.
And lifelong skill.
Lifelong skill. And if you can be, you know, sometimes you got to be able to know what to say, how to say it, and not cross the line. A lot of people cross the line. Comedians. You know, if you're a comedian, you got to know the room. I know my room. I know my room and how to work that room. And that's important to learn that as a young person.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I want to get back to your shows. Hairspray. There's a lot of theater shows, but your shows really have that local flavor.
It's all local,
From Prangies, what you've done. I mean, you've done a lot of. Do you have a favorite out of the 149? I mean,
I think my next one is a favorite. Every show I do is my next show is called The Frank's Christmas. It's my 24th different Christmas show, and it's all about Berenson's candies. The elves are going to help Christmas chocolate Yule logs, and old man Berenson can't make them all because Santa needs Yule logs, chocolate Yule logs. So Frankie Fuzzbald, Fruitcake, comes and helps him. Patty Cakes is there. Amy.
When does this one start?
It starts November 24th, runs through December 30th. It's 22 days at the Meyer Theater. Come on now, folks. It is a good time. And then you can see next year is our 25th season. We got a great, great start next year. 2.5 Belgians opens up in February. It's all about the Frosty Tip in Dykesville, the Pancratz family.
Oh, yeah.
Great story. 9 kids. They slept in that garage in the back, but Frosty Tip there. I got so many stories about that show. And it's all 60s and 70s music. People love that
stuff. Yeah. Love it. Love it. Love
it. And by
the
way, Todd, I want a rate sheet. I'm advertising.
we'll go to the show and advertise.
All right.
So we're going to keep you on for this next segment, but just one last quick thing. How many times do young kids come up to you and say, I'd love to do this sometime? I mean, this is something that a local, people make a living with your shows. This isn't just some sort of, whatever.
I still got a letter from Jack Janowitz. He wrote it to me when he was in fourth grade that he wanted to be on Let Me Be Frank Productions.
Wow.
So we get that a lot. Yeah. Folks come up and, you can bring kids to our show. So they love what we do. And, people love to sing. And, if you're good enough, guess what? You get an audition.
Can I have an audition?
Ready?
Yeah.
Go. John.
Fly me to the moon.
Oh, my. Do it, John. Come on.
Look at the time. On the clock.
We're going to start a quick break. Back with this.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With inflation rising at record levels and incomes not keeping pace, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596 or visit www.kwwf.org. That's 800-506-5596 or visit www.kwwf.org.
This is the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Fly me to the moon. Let me play among the stars.
Come on, John. Solo.
Let me see what spring is like.
He's tone deaf, Frank.
Jupiter and Mars. You don't say Jupiter, you say Jupiter.
In other words.
Hold my hand.
Need a lyric sheet, John?
I am
okay,
Tony
Bennett.
You are.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Yes.
What do you think, Frank?
That's good stuff,
baby,
John.
Kiss
John,
me.
I see it. You know, have Tony up on a screen.
Yes,
and
but
you
me.
Singing with
yes,
Tony like
with
a duet.
Tony yes, I
a
love
duet.
This.
Yeah,
I love
it. Yeah,
I love this. I could do Tony Bennett.
Yeah, you could be the Lady Gaga to Tony.
Yes, thank you.
Huh?
Thank you. I love
it. Thank you. Frank, welcome.
Wait a minute.
Welcome
if you get Jim to play Gaga, I am buying out the theater.
Sold out.
I met her.
You met Lady Gaga?
Oh, name dropper.
Where did you meet Lady Gaga? You did not.
I met, get this, Johnny.
You did not meet Lady Gaga.
Okay, you can talk to my daughter, Laura. Frank, you know her.
Yes, I do.
And the Dalai Lama, same day.
Really? No, are you kidding me?
Same day, I met Lady Gaga and Dalai Lama.
When, where, what?
And did you have total consciousness?
I
so I got that going for
sure
me.
Sure, you got that going for
which
you.
Which is nice.
Which is nice. Sorry.
Total consciousness. Sorry. On your deathbed?
Dalama?
I go, Lama. How about a little something
sorry.
For the effort?
You started this engine.
I guess I did.
There'll be no tip. But on my deathbed, I don't have total consciousness. So I got that right. Going for me, which is nice.
So if you kill all the golfers, isn't it?
Instead of the golfers, they lock me up and throw away the key.
Sorry, okay. Jim. So yeah, tell us about Lady Gaga. Tell us about Lady Gaga.
I was at a mayor's conference, U.S. mayor's conference. I think it was in Atlanta. I don't know where was it. I was there.
Big hitter to Llama.
And they were speakers, and I was a director, so we...
And you met Lady Gaga.
And
I love Lady Gaga.
Okay.
You don't?
I don't know. I mean,
is she tiny?
Yeah, I don't think she had great personality
you.
Yeah. I like people who are engaging.
Right. Yeah.
Who's the coolest person you met?
Like, yeah, Frank.
The Hager twins from Hee Haw.
Oh!
I actually jammed with the Hager twins at Purcell's in the Radisson. And can those boys drink bourbon?
Really?
And Robbie Knievel.
Oh.
I met some
I remember
some
Robbie Knievel
some
was
in
town. In
my life.
I remember when he was in town, he did the motorcycle jump out of the Oneida.
Oneida.
Yeah, he stayed at the Raz for a couple extra weeks. He was seeing someone that I knew.
Wow.
Woo.
So who else? Give me some other big timers.
That's awesome.
Big time. Oh, let's see. Oh, you know what? The Monkees, when they were at the...
Radisson,
yeah, they told my ex-wife she had a nice bum.
Okay.
Yeah. So that was cool.
Yeah, you got that going
cool.
for you, which is nice.
Yeah, which is nice.
Who else? Give us some more. Give us some more.
Frank.
John Mino.
Okay.
And Jim Schmidt.
Okay, you have to admit, we're talking about something. Wow. Our studio here is pretty nice, isn't it?
It is. This is.
What about our studio that in my
John,
old place at the WBAY building?
I used to come on every week and do it. I bought a spot.
Yeah,
come on, we'd end up taking the whole hour, by the way, we're doing here.
Like this.
Anyway, so I go up, it was in the old WBAY building, third floor, whatever, elevator never worked, you had to take the and you had to crawl behind the rack that had the power amps or whatever that was sending the signal, you had to squeeze through and hopefully not get any dust on you, and then you had to step over a box that was filled with paperwork from 1967.
Yeah. People used to bring me stuff all the time.
Then you had a folding chair for me to sit in, and I just felt cramped. It was kind kind of a, I got a little bit of claustrophobia.
It was crazy, wasn't it?
And I couldn't even see you. There was like a CD
partition.
Case.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. But so we got a nice studio now.
Yeah. This is incredible. What is this? 2,000 square feet here, guys?
Yeah. And something. It's incredible. Bathrooms, green room,
scale.
It's
got a shower. Yeah. Why do you have a scale in here?
But Frank, I got to tell you. Yeah. So we've been on for
day one.
We got.
He brought that in day one.
Yeah, and we are going to video next week, so people can watch. And
we got to make sure we shower before we go.
We'll shower, and we have to.
We have a weight loss challenge.
We had a weight loss challenge, but it hasn't been going very well.
Oh, okay,
but I'm trying a new thing. I didn't tell you this, Johnny.
A plant-based diet.
No, I'm going. That's not really working.
Testofen.
No, Frank, I'm going to do the yoga thing.
You're going to do yoga?
Yeah, I am. I read about that.
Where did this come from?
I read about it this weekend. I was going to tell you that. That is like. Because Frank, it's
more. Mayor does yoga.
It's more than
on a my, goat.
Todd,
I need mental.
Todd?
I'm starting when I get back.
Excuse me,
on
Jim,
Monday.
Do you mind? Jim, do you mind? Todd,
yes.
Can we video him doing yoga?
I'm doing.
Yes or no?
Oh, absolutely.
Next week.
Absolutely.
I'm on live feed. This man doing
I'm by
yoga.
Unlimited.
That's gonna be one of
become
those.
Become the fishing pole.
You know they
Jim,
say
become
they,
the fishing
they say there's this,
Real
there's this,
you just
there's this website.
It's gonna work.
Like during
you
Christmas, where
want.
People will watch.
You need
a
fly
fireplace,
swatter. You need a fly swatter.
And it will be the same thing. The people are just enthralled by watching like a fire
world
in a fireplace.
World kindness
people
day.
Be the same
world
enthralled watching you do yoga. Are you gonna wear the tight pants?
I was just gonna say he's got to wear the yoga pants.
Yes, thank you,
you guys, because. Yes. The diets that I've been trying haven't worked, and I'm thinking it's more of a mental thing.
It is.
So if I can combine the two with yoga, I was reading about this mm-hmm. weekend, that is the answer I've been looking for.
Okay.
I'm excited about
mindfulness.
It. Mindfulness.
Okay. Mindfulness.
Thank you, Frank.
I do mindfulness every morning for 5 minutes.
Do you really?
Really?
I do.
See, and look at him. I'm going to look like this guy.
How much weight did you lose?
I only lost 20 pounds, but let me tell you what I did. I transitioned my body. I have a wife that's 10 years younger than me, and I have young children. I'm 59 years old, and I think I want to be around for these kids. I have fake knees, fake hips, fake shoulders, so I get felt up through the airport all the time. But anyway, so we hired a personal trainer, Dan Tedman, and he has changed my life.
Wow.
And instead of, you know, benching 185, I'm putting up 300 pounds now.
We should have him on, the trainer, to
absolutely.
Get you guys on.
You know, Dan Tedman, above average, Dan Tedman, he doesn't accept too many clients anymore because he has too many, but he is the...
We could do a trade-out with
we
him.
We could work on him.
Well, he doesn't need clients, so you just
he
said.
Doesn't, but you would... He, you know, and the guy looks like... he kind of looks like... How do I say it? He's a good-looking man, you know? Yeah. And I want to... My wife goes, God, you work out with a good-looking guy. I go, honey, don't look, okay? Look at me. You know? He's built like a brick, you know, whatever.
All
but
right.
he preaches what he does. So, and he's changed my life. And I did lose 20 pounds. I used to be in 270. You know, I'm 249, 250 right now. I'd like to get down to 230. That's tough, Jim. Getting down there.
How about when you put on the Elvis costume? Does that
make you feel something
special?
Well, when it's tight in the right places,
the
baby.
The tight leather pants?
That's probably. Thank you very much.
I could do an Elvis special with you.
You could. No. You could be the king.
Christmas.
I'm singing on the city deck on Wednesday from 6 to 7. Doing all Elvis tunes on the Christmas show.
Okay.
This Wednesday?
6 to 7. Me and Amy will be out there singing on the deck.
Where?
Right on the city deck. Outside, baby.
That's
fantastic.
All right.
Lighten the trees or whatever it's called.
Nice.
Lighten the deck.
Lighten the deck.
You were instrumental in dedicating the Zip and Pippin, Elvis's favorite ride.
You gave me an all-time free pass, by the way. Do you know that? You gave me a coin, and it doesn't work anymore, Jim. It doesn't work.
A lifetime pass.
It was.
They expect you to die soon.
I was one of the first ones who rode the Zip and
Pippin. As long as
I'm
mayor,
but I got, hey, Jim, whenever I go there, I kid you not, when I go there with my kids, I still park in the reserved Elvis spot, because nobody ever does.
No, they don't.
I do.
That's sacred.
That's for you. My wife goes, you shouldn't park here. Honey, this is for me.
I have never been on the Zip and Pippin.
He's the only guy.
Oh,
I know.
Wow.
I know. But
it's
Frank,
cool.
You have been so good to this community, and you continue to do so. I'm glad you got the energy you have, that you're dedicated, right? You're not going anywhere.
I ain't going anywhere.
That's awesome.
I'm here for the long haul, baby.
Yeah, I just got a text. Read this text.
Oh, okay.
So you just get mad at me.
Okay. So I don't get mad at you? Okay.
Yep.
There you go.
So Jim doesn't. Go ahead. Go ahead, read it.
You want me to say it?
Yeah.
Hey, Mayor.
What?
Mayor, oh, there it just went off. Okay. Mayor will look like Lord Farquaad from Shrek in his yoga outfit. Oh, no.
Tell him that. Okay.
Oh, there we go.
See, he can't get mad at me now because you're right.
All
right. right.
Yes. Let me come on stage with you.
He's got a great show.
You Frank, can be the colonel.
Get you back.
You're sticking around.
I'm sticking?
Yeah, what? We got a special guest coming on, but you're still sticking around for the rest of the show. All back after this.
On a green Christmas tree.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Justin Finch. The U.S. striking targets in Syria that the Defense Department says have been used by militant groups supported by Iran. The sites are linked to at least 46 drone and rocket attacks on U.S. forces in Iraq and Syria. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin.
We will take all necessary measures to protect our troops.
Thousands of people have fled Gaza's largest hospital as Israeli forces and Palestinian militants battle outside its gates. Dr. Ahmed Mokhalalati says they've had to remove premature babies from their incubators and put them in a heated room on a gurney because there is no more fuel at all for generators.
Everyone knows that they won't survive that much with this current situation. So we have the sad decision of just leaving them to die slowly because we can't supply them with electricity.
Israel says Hamas fighters are in tunnels under the hospital. This is ABC News.
Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us.
4 Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Microsoft is looking to expand their data center in Mount Pleasant in southeast Wisconsin. The company plans to spend $1 billion to purchase 1,000 acres to construct more data centers. The data centers are built on the land that was set aside for the Foxconn development that never came to fruition. Governor Ever says he's thrilled to be working with Microsoft to grow their operations in Wisconsin. More layoffs at the University of Wisconsin. UW Parkside in Kenosha plans to cut almost 10% of its workforce over the next year. About 50 full-time jobs will be cut through a combination of voluntary separations, layoffs, and attrition. According to an email to employees, layoff notices will go out in February for people being let go in April or May. This comes after similar cuts at UW Platteville and Oshkosh and to a lesser extent at Green Bay. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
The Todd Almost Show.
I had tweeted out after the second game of the year, a hot take. I said, by the end of the year, we will see Braden Locke as the starting quarterback of the Wisconsin Badgers. Now, Mr. Mordecai broke his hand. And by golly, not the way I thought it would happen, but Braden Locke has become the starting quarterback.
And another finger on the monkey's paw curls.
Where did you get that one?
The Todd Almost Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Weather brought to you by Bug Tussle. Bug Tussle. We're out there because you're out there.
Bug Tussle. We're out there.
Here's your updated forecast. Bright sunshine expected today with daytime highs approaching 55. Winds out of the west, 10 to 15 miles an hour. Lows dip down to about 30 tonight, mainly clear skies and quiet. Overcast tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 57. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 40.
Looking for a reliable, fast, and unlimited internet provider? Look no further than Bug Tussle. Whether you're streaming, gaming, working, or learning, Bug Tussle has you covered. Bug Tussle has continued to serve the rural communities of Wisconsin for over 20 years by providing the most reliable, high-speed internet and excellent local customer service. Call 877-227-0924 or visit bugtussle.com to get started. Bug Tussle, we're out there because you're out there.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
And the other fact that can now be confirmed, reliable source, Mrs. Crudy. Derek Van Orden's staff will offer you a beer, Miller Lights, at least they're not Bud Light, at 10:30 in the morning. DC on a Thursday.
DC, tell us, 9:30 Central, Crudy, that's pretty early.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Matt Kaplan Direct.
When it comes to shutting down the government, what I'm afraid is Mike Johnson comes in, he'll say real smooth, I don't want to shut down the government. Here's a budget. And you'll go, hey, wait a minute. That has cuts in child care, Social Security. And he'll smile. He's sort of like Scott Walker. People who are unnervingly polite behind that kind of facade, they have a lot of inner weasels. They have too many inner weasels, quite frankly.
Matt Flynn Direct, weekdays from 2 until 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Your home for the Devil's Advocates, weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM, WGBW. Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Thank you very much. Welcome back to Mino and the Mayor. Frank Hermans from Let's Be Frank Productions, our very special guest in the house. Mr. Mayor, I'll let you take over right now, my friend.
Yes. We talk about what makes communities really, really work. And, you know, it's all the people, but and we talk about crime, we talk about schools, but activities, events really bring a community together like nothing else. And I sometimes it's tough to raise the money to do it, but I tell you what, for someone who was in that business for some 16 years, people love community activities. They make them so proud of the community, and they kind of set some of that other stuff that's struggling behind. And we have with us Amy Albright. Amy is Discover Oshkosh. So we got kind of Discover Green Bay here. Discover Oshkosh, you guys really got it going on there. And I just love when I read about the things that you're doing. Frank has put our city on the map from an entertainment standpoint, but what's going on in Oshkosh?
Oh my gosh, there's so much going on. It's so fun to be here. The energy is amazing. I walked in and I was like, wow, this is not a quiet bunch.
Shut these guys up.
Yeah.
So the good thing is I've never been accused of being quiet. So I think I'm in good company here.
You are.
Yeah, so Oshkosh has so much going on. I love this time of the year because the holidays, we really shine in the during the holidays. So of course, summer is when Wisconsin shines, right? Like the water, and we've got Lake Winnebago and Lake Butamore. We're connected in Oshkosh by the Fox River. There's always something to do on the water. And when it turns to ice, certainly there's still things to do. But some people are not as fond of that time of year. But I love the holidays. We have the parade coming up. We have Nutcracker in the Castle coming up at the Payne, the Grand Oshkosh.
Yeah.
So much going on there. So we've got just so many things going on. So really excited to share with you guys today.
Hey, just so you know, though, you know, we got Todd here. Todd, how haunted is the Grand?
Todd is. I'll just say that.
Todd's are like spooky
He's our paranormal expert. Okay. And he says the Grand is very
paranoia.
Haunted.
Yes, it's one of the most haunted places in Wisconsin. A. B, they just did a sleepover. They did this. Did you go?
My son wanted to go. Though, we did a documentary there, and I was part of the group that actually investigated.
It's crazy. So we were in there. We did a ghost tour, and they have those dowsing rods or whatever. They hold them up, and they start talking to a little boy, and it's a whole thing.
Frank, did you say your son went to that?
No, he wanted to. We were tracking what was going on every night,
yeah.
And he wanted to do that. And I said, son, I go, It's going to be fun. But dad can't handle it. Okay?
It's the dad.
6'5", 245 pound dad can't handle it.
Nope. I don't want to talk to a ghost.
I don't want to wet the bed.
The only thing that's going to find that dowsing rod is me wetting the bed.
There's a thought I want to get out of my mind as quick as possible.
All right. So, Amy, when's the parade? You guys do it right, but tell me some of the things that are coming up in Oshkosh.
Absolutely. So the parade is on November 30th, and it kicks off the holiday season, 6:30 p.m. It runs all the way down Main Street, so the 100 to 700 blocks. It's so much fun. We've got three big balloons this year. Of course, Santa makes his debut at the end, so it's just
it's
a
best.
Great night.
It is.
And tree lighting in downtown Oshkosh at 6 o'clock. Our mayor actually will be doing that, and they have to kind of shuttle him around pretty quickly. So he's got to get to the tree lighting and then get back to the beginning of the parade. But
yep.
November 30th, you want to put that on your calendar. We also have the first ever Jolly Jog. So if you want to get a little exercise, I was hearing about your personal training.
Yep. Frank so, can do it. Johnny and I will cheer him on. Next year. Sign us up next year.
It's only 3/4 of a mile, so it seems pretty doable. I mean, you know.
I got an artificial hip, okay? Wow.
I got two of them.
Yeah, exactly.
Is that longer than a block?
It's 3 times around a track, Jim.
Just a tinge longer than a block. But I think it'll be really fun, a great way for, you know, families, kids, bring your pets, jolly jog your way down the street and then watch the parade.
Hey, you know what Oshkosh has that is people from Green Bay need to go down to? I love the arena down there. I'm going to be doing some Wisconsin Herd games this year with Ted Stefaniak. That is such a great facility.
It's amazing. So the Wisconsin Herd, if you don't know, it is the G League affiliate of the Milwaukee Bucks.
Yep. Yeah.
And so the Wisconsin Herd tips off. See what I did there?
Absolutely.
Tips off their first game. November 16th at the Oshkosh Arena. What I love to tell people, if you're not sure what this looks like, it's sort of like the Timber Rattlers of basketball.
Absolutely.
So it's like you're going to get in there. The tickets start at $8. So it is very affordable, family fun. Your kids will think they're at a Bucks game.
Right.
Just tell them they are, and they get a great seat. Another thing that we have to just capitalize on this while we can. So Giannis's brother is on the team.
Yep, right.
So you just never know when Giannis is sitting.
Will show up.
Yes, and it's so fun. And his mom, and they're taking selfies, and it's so great. And he's just such a great guy, great
They do
family.
A wonderful job. It's a great entertainment venue for, like you said, such a low price because there are so many guys that are playing in that league that either have been in the NBA or will be in the NBA.
Or want to be
or
in the
want
NBA.
To be. They all want to be. And there could be some future Milwaukee Bucks on the floor when the Wisconsin Herd take to the stage. It's a great venue. I love doing their games.
Yeah.
Hey, John, say Giannis's last name. I just want to make
I know.
Say it, John.
Hey, Frank.
Say it.
I'm not going to.
Okay. Do you know that is why I just call him Giannis's brother?
I never said Giannis's last name, but I never will.
A really good player.
I can finally say Baja Biamila after 25 years.
We all stick with KGB. Hey, Amy.
Another thing. Somebody just texted us. Another very cool thing is that you have down there is they saw Pablo Cruz this past summer at Waterfest.
Oh, my gosh.
Waterfest is great.
Waterfest is amazing. So just put that in your hopper. It won't start until June.
Right.
But right on the river, right on the Fox River, we have the Leach Amphitheater. And Waterfest does a fabulous job. They work in conjunction with our Chamber of Commerce. And they bring in amazing acts.
Wonderful group.
And again, the price point is ridiculous. I mean, I think VIP is like $40. I just bought Kenny Chesney tickets, and I think they were 100 and blah, blah, blah.
Can't even imagine, yeah.
So, I mean, really affordable entertainment and great acts. Just a super fun atmosphere and definitely something to put on
every,
your list.
Every seat is good there, too.
Every seat. Yep. Well, there aren't any.
I know.
Every space. You can bring your own lawn chair.
Right. Yeah. Every space.
But it's a great venue. Yeah.
Good sight lines.
Yeah.
But, Amy, all the stuff you have going on in Oshkosh, we talked about the parade and some of the activities going on, but you got it going on downtown at your waterfront, too. I mean, that's just a cool place to go, even without an event. I mean, Oshkosh... You guys are doing a good job in Oshkosh.
Thank you. I think we're moving right along that spectrum. So
it's Sawdust District, all that stuff is cool. Very
waterfront
cool.
Dining is always great. I mean, you're able to. I always tell people like you can boat up if you don't have a boat because or you don't want to dock with your spouse, which is a little bit more of what happens in my family.
Hey, Frank, do you still dock with your spouse?
I was...
We're not going to talk about that.
No, let's just go back to
that's
the
like a whole thing. Yeah. That's a whole thing.
Wow.
So, but we have waterfront dining right on the river. The Fox River Brewing Company, if you've not been, it is so amazing. And right now they have the dome set up so you can go eat on the river in one of the little igloo domes, you know, lighted bridges in the background. It's just really fabulous. Our downtown really has evolved, and there's
Amy,
so much to
do. Amy, can I ask a
question
about your downtown, though? When they filmed the movie with Johnny Depp.
Public Enemies. Yeah.
I think the coolest thing is that I was reading an article where the set designers didn't have to do anything because the buildings still looked like they were like the 20s.
It is so cool downtown.
Isn't it, though?
Yes.
It is.
It's a really, that venue, so that venue is at 404 North Main, and it's called Venue 404. It's a really tricky name.
Wow. Who came up with that?
But wow. it's so cool. I mean, I always talk about downtown Green Bay, that they destroyed a lot of beautiful landmark buildings years ago to build the mall and things like that. And Oshkosh has retained.
That is
so awesome.
Yeah, and we've got some really exciting news, too. The Oshkosh Northwestern, which, of course, is our newspaper down there, the building that they resided in is this gorgeous old marble interior, all of that. And a local developer, TJ Rogers, he's a guy that is originally from Oshkosh, moved to California. He's been doing a bunch of stuff, and they are going to renovate that building and kind of bring it back to its glory to be a boutique hotel, which will be our first boutique hotel in Oshkosh. So really excited to see kind of how that activates downtown as well.
I'll tell you another place. I did a TV story on this year, probably 5 or 6 years ago, maybe even more now, but it was the play. I want to say it was the old Eagles Club or Elks Club, and that has been restored into such a cool place, and it has the coolest bowling alley in the state of Wisconsin.
Literally,
in the basement, doesn't it?
Literally. So it's called the Howard now.
Yeah. Okay.
And it's right across from the brand new renovated downtown YMCA. So right on Washington Avenue, you've got our beautiful library, the YMCA, and now the Howard. And that bowling alley, you do not feel, I mean, I say this with all respect to Oshkosh because I adore and love Oshkosh, but you feel like you're in the big city when you're down there. So it's, you know, you're not sitting on a hard bench like you would at a bowling alley. These are velvet couches. Nice. And there's just funky wallpaper and craft cocktails. And
Frank, have you been there?
Blast.
I have not.
You've got to go.
I got to go.
You got to bring your entire crew there, Frank. This is a perfect place to like rent out for an office party or a Christmas party or whatever. It's the most perfect. It's got the coolest bar you'll ever find. And it's got the real old fashioned type of bowling.
The original ball return. So sometimes the ball actually flies off.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Because it kind of gets going. So.
Yeah. I'm a 142 average guy, so I think I could do well.
That is pretty amazing.
Nice. I got a hook.
I tell everybody about this place. It is so spectacular.
Awesome. With my bowling abilities, I'm either a 42 or a 142. There's just no in between.
Hey, what did Jim have the other day?
We had a fundraiser.
Yeah.
For the new community shelter. I work there.
Yeah.
That's the homeless shelter on Nether Street. We had our fundraiser at Bowl-a-thon.
Oh, that's right. I heard about this.
Oh, you've been there before. Times. I mean, it's our 28th.
Todd, what did the Mayor Bowl?
Was it like 152 or something?
Wow.
152.
Wow. Did you get a turkey?
152.
Who was it that had like a 2-something?
What?
Tony O. That dude can
Frank,
bowl.
You know Tony O?
Is that what he weighs? 2-something? Is that what you're going?
That guy, he's bartending at my house.
Tony O is the greatest party. Mixologist guy, in the world.
He is awesome.
I are opening a bar together.
No, that don't just look.
Does he know that?
Yeah, he does.
He knows that we're opening a bar together. Frank, will you perform at our bar? Johnny and Tony.
Depends what you're paying.
We don't pay.
I don't know whatever he's paying. Frank, get it in advance.
Okay, get it in advance.
Hey, way to crush my dream, Jim.
What's that? Yeah, I will. That needs a little bit of work. So, Amy. Downtown, really, it's more than downtown Oshkosh. It's Discover Oshkosh.
Yeah. And we love being there for the EAA this year.
We were there. We did our show live from there.
EAA, 650,000 people in our town of, you know, about 70. And it is just, it's a tourism dream, right?
I mean, it is.
Like, that's pretty much like what we were internationally known. You know, you put Oshkosh on your hat, people are asking you either about Oshkosh Bagosh or AirVenture.
Oh, did you hear our spots?
Oh my gosh, here we go.
Aren't those
This
great?
Will take us to break, but okay.
Oh my God, when I was a kid, play with Oshkosh.
Love it. Frank, have you done a show with Oshkosh? You must have.
You got to do a show just called Play with Oshkosh.
No, I. You know what? I want to do an Oshkosh Bagosh.
Yes.
Yeah. And I got to do it, and I don't want to do it with the beer, the Chief Oshkosh beer.
Yes.
Well, and People's Beer. Remember People's Beer?
I'm in.
Oh my God.
Frank, can I be in this show?
No, just
Why do you keep asking?
He does. He's every time. He's like a little kid.
You know?
Put me in, coach.
Come on. It's constant.
But that'd be fun to wear a little Oshkosh stripe.
Oh, yeah.
I can see it. That's a good show.
That'd be a fun one. So, Amy, the parade is the 30th. Tell me some of the shows that are going on down in Oshkosh. We're very blessed to have, you know, Frank's kicking his show off. We've got a couple things, the lighting at the Botanical Gardens. We had Susan Garrett
here.
That's very cool. Frank is performing down at our city deck on Wednesday. But tell me a couple other things in Oshkosh.
Yeah, absolutely. So one of the things I definitely want to touch on, and I love at the holidays, is Nutcracker in the Castle. That starts this week, November 17th. Kids free days at the Nutcracker, November 17th to the 22nd. So if you've got kids, grandkids, whoever you've got, bring them down to the Payne Arts Center and Gardens.
Okay.
Nutcracker in the Castle is one of the most special things in Oshkosh. Check it out all season long.
And how do we get info?
DiscoverOshkosh.com.
Oh, that's easy.
That's nice.
And they have great hot chocolate. The kids always get hot chocolate every time.
And the Cupcake Cafe.
Yeah, the cupcakes are amazing.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, Discover Oshkosh. Oh, yeah. Okay. DiscoverOshkosh.com. Thanks for being here, Amy.
Yeah, thanks. It's a blast.
You got a great community going on down there. We want to get you back here because we love Oshkosh. WISS.
Yes.
They are our affiliate down there.
Yes.
And we appreciate you listening. And more importantly, we appreciate what you're doing for the community of Oshkosh.
Awesome. Thank
All right.
you.
Take care.
Come back again, Amy.
Will do.
Thanks, All right. Amy.
We got to set a quick break. Back after this.
It frowns. My life's a funny thing. Am I still too young? Kissed Laverne there. She took his ring, took his babies. It took him minutes, took her nowhere. Heaven knows he'd have taken anything.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Damage from a flood or fire, sewage backup, mold remediation, or biohazard crisis. In all of these situations, you need help. That's why Midwest Restoration is here for you. They're absolute experts at coming in and taking care of anything that needs to be done. For them, it's not just a job, it's personal. Dedicated to lending a hand during your time of need. Midwest Restoration, call 920-MIDWEST. That's 920-MIDWEST, 24/7, 365. Always there when you need them most.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999. And again, 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats. And there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown.
Monday mornings at 8 on WISS and WGBW and on the Civic Media app.
This is the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Hey, welcome back. Mine on the Mayor, along with Frank.
Woo!
From Frank's Dinner Theater. Okay, we've got
to play. I'm rocking to these songs today, guys.
I know. Todd's a great producer in America.
We'll get you going.
Nice. Amy Albright from Discover Oshkosh. She was just fantastic having her on. She was just cool. We're going to play a little contest right now.
Okay.
Called True or No.
True or No.
Yeah, we can do that.
Okay.
Give me just a second here. Fill for me, okay?
Okay, we'll fill for a little bit. Frank, we're here with Frank.
Hey. Do a Purcell's ad for us real quick.
Give me a Purcell's ad.
Hola, this is the Frank Man talking about Purcell's across from the airport. This week we have Eddie Butts. Eddie Butts sings all the greatest songs from the 80s and 90s. Plus, Double Bubble 5 to 7. Get your laugh on. With Purcell's.
Nice.
Huh?
Nice.
I was at the station late one night. Yeah. I was doing nights on QLH. Yeah.
And you're like, who is this joker?
Well, you were doing the spot right down the hall. I'm like, what the heck is going on? Yeah.
I remember I was working there at the same time when you would come in and record those spots.
Yeah. I'm so sorry. When I married my wife, my brother-in-law goes, you were the guy doing that? I hated those commercials.
Right?
They were annoying. That's what the whole thing is.
But that was the hook.
People would listen. Oh, but it's our Frank guy again. Yeah, I gotta go see what's going on
there.
But I will say, Frank, you and I've known you for some years. Yeah. You do bring energy to anything. And I think that's real talent you have. And I just at your shows.
It's called ADHD.
When are you gonna have the mayor on your TV show?
You know what?
Now that I know
he's around, he was lost for a couple years. Traveling.
Took a little time off.
Yes.
I love you, Frank.
What do you got going on there?
I love you, too. Man.
All right. True or no? All right. I'm going to give you a phrase. You guys come up with whether or not it's true or no. Simple, right?
Frank, you're on the clock.
Number one today, an atom is the smallest particle. True or no?
No.
Yes.
No.
No.
It's or no. There are subatomic particles that are actually smaller than atoms.
I just
come on, John.
I missed that class.
Don't you watch Marvel?
Yeah.
No.
He missed that 8 years.
The universe. Multi-universe, baby.
All right, next.
All right, number two.
They're
the
great.
Fear of bathing is called arachnophobia.
No,
true.
No, that's not. That's spiders.
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 I remember the movie, Arachnophobia.
Yeah.
Jim?
Yeah. No, I'm with you on that. John, I'm still back to the Adam thing. Okay, that's all right.
I knew that guy.
Physics, Jim. We didn't all go to private schools like
wow.
You did. We didn't all have Shetland ponies. Did you know Jim had a Shetland pony?
He did.
I did a Shetland pony.
Wow.
What do you think of people that have ponies?
Nothing. Well, they're great.
Different than a horse.
Remember the old Seinfeld thing?
I do.
Yeah. How about those kids that had ponies? Don't you hate them? I had a pony in Poland. I loved that pony. I had to leave it behind. I didn't know. I didn't know people at Ellis Island could bring ponies in. I didn't know.
All right, Todd. Next.
Number three, boiling water is 100 degrees Celsius. True or no?
True.
212.
True.
False.
100 degrees
it's
Celsius.
True. 100 degrees Celsius or 212 Fahrenheit.
I am three for three. I am three for
just
three.
Wait,
three
John,
for three. I'm Christian Yelich.
Well, I'm right, though.
No, you're not right.
I am right.
No.
It's 212.
It is 212, but it was the Celsius question.
Come on.
It was Celsius. It wasn't
we
Fahrenheit.
Should be metric system. We need it.
I know. That, I know. Americans are
mate,
too
when
lazy.
When I was in, like, the seventh grade.
12? Why are you doing things with 12?
They were like, everything's going to be metric. And the only thing that went metric is the one thing that people need more of is booze.
Yeah.
Like, what's a liter?
What?
They're giving a liter of, it used to be a fifth.
Yes.
Everybody knew what a fifth was.
Yes,
and now it's like a liter of wine.
Some drugs went metric.
Did they? Okay.
I don't know about that, Jim. We're not going to talk about that here.
Yeah.
That's the only thing that went metric, isn't it?
That's what I heard.
Is booze.
The only thing metric is my screwdriver set that I can't use.
Yeah, that
right,
too.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, that and track and field. I hate it now.
Yes.
With 100 meters.
400 meters?
Exactly.
Yeah. How far did they run?
Exactly.
Ugly
you
American.
Can't relate it to like our day.
Yeah.
So go ahead.
All right. Number four. Butterflies taste things with their wings. True or no?
No, that can't be, huh?
I would say yes.
No. They actually taste. They taste with their feet.
Are you tallying this?
I'm keeping track, Frank.
Okay.
Frank is undefeated.
But Frank doesn't know. We like to play customer trivia.
Friendly. Customer-friendly trivia.
Right. Here we go. Okay. All right. Finally.
I did get these questions.
This is, now, the way Johnny does it, if he's ever losing, this is for everything.
Okay.
Like he can get four wrong, and then the last one, he's like, this is for everything.
Oh, yeah. Winner, double down.
Winner take all.
Wow.
That's John. That's the way he does it.
There's a lot of hostility in that room.
Enjoy World Kindness Day.
Kindness Day.
Outside of this studio.
But Johnny, since I'm losing... I'm gonna go with that. This is for it all.
This is for it all.
Okay. True or no, colorblind people can see color.
True.
True. They can.
False.
They can't see pinks and reds and greens.
Yeah. They have to have, you can get special glasses to see those colors.
Right.
But they can see different shades.
The answer is true.
Oh. Yeah, baby.
Very narrow ranges of color most colorblind people can see.
Right.
Frank Hermans, ladies and gentlemen, the winner today.
Five for five. I know that my brother is colorblind.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, I would make him wear the weirdest things when he was a kid. Hey, that looks
nice.
Good together. Go to school.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow, I didn't
know that. And then
it'd
be
that.
Like... Where's his lunch money? Thanks to his brother. Nice guy, Frank.
I know you could not get into the military in the aviation field if you're colorblind, right?
Yep. You can't go
certain
to
things like that.
Well,
wow.
A lot of it is the greens and the reds. That's the most common, and that
Christmas
they worry about
sucks.
People.
No, Christmas well, sucks for colorblind.
So they don't see green or red.
No, that's the most common. But Frank, they worry about people driving. It's like the bottom
with
one
the
is
stoplights.
Right.
Yep.
I can see that.
A big thing.
Yep.
Interesting.
Anyway, Frank, tell us a little bit. We're going to wrap up pretty soon, but you've got this
not
great show
enough.
Coming.
Yeah.
Okay,
whoa,
back to
this morning.
Back
okay.
to World Kindness
World
Day.
Kindness.
Thank you, John.
Yeah. Okay.
But Frank, tell us what your show.
Well,
kicking off.
It's called A Frank's Christmas. It's our 24th all-original Christmas show. In fact, I wrote a new Christmas song this year. My son Blake wrote a song. Amy wrote a song. Great Christmas music. Such a talented cast. And it opens November 24th, runs all the way through December 30th, Wednesday through Saturday at the Meyer Theater. Get tickets at TicketStarOnline.com or call the MeyerTheater.org or just call me. I will get you tickets. And it's all about the elves saving Christmas for Berenson Chocolates, of course, on Broadway, making chocolate Yule
Logs. Didn't
your
son play the shelf elf or something?
He did. He's
year.
Back.
He's back.
Blake. Oh, he's so good in the show.
Oh my
Do you guys know
people
what a Krampus is? Do you know what a Krampus is?
No.
Okay. Krampus is the evil Christmas.
Oh, from
Germany?
Yeah, from Germany. Yeah. The Krampus comes to this show and he wants to be an elf, but we can't make him good, but he's trying so hard. And he speaks like Satan every time he talks.
Yeah, he's it's like awesome. The evil Santa,
he has
right?
horns.
If the kids are yes. bad, like
he eats
he'll visit.
Cats and dogs.
Yeah.
But wow. not in this show.
No. You guys all play right. Manitowoc?
Yeah, we're doing Manitowoc. Okay.
And then Amy, you and Amy are kicking off the holiday parade.
Yep,
and
holiday parade.
You always sing some great carols.
9 to 10.
The moon.
Yep.
Let all right. Me
Johnny.
Oh, Christmas parade. Stuff.
We'll get this all up for you.
It's going to be. Me know what luck is like on
Washington and Shadow.
I love it. All right. Hey, you got my number, right?
I do.
Whenever he needs me in a play.
He's had it for 24 years.
I got you in the file. Which okay. call later.
I haven't changed my number.
No, what happens?
It's weird.
We're weird.
All right.
I let it ring all the time.
Wow. Frank, so great having you here.
Thanks, buddy.
Frank, you're the
Thanks,
best.
Thanks, buddy.
Thank you.
Wednesday night.
Yeah.
Right here,
City Deck.
Might of the Mayor. Back Boom. Again tomorrow morning. See ya.
You are
where the fans own the team. This is the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Everywhere you look, from groceries to utilities to gas, prices keep going up. Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin can dramatically help lower your energy costs year-round by replacing drafty windows and doors in as little as 6 weeks. And now you can save even more by taking advantage of no interest and no down payment for up to 36 months when you order by November 30th. Set your free in-home consultation today at PellaWI.com.
Certain restrictions apply. See showroom for details on rent slip 2023.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.